Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your being gracious, tender, and true to us so that we can be gracious, tender, and true. Thank you, Lord, you loved us first. And we thank you. We thank you for this word this morning. And we thank you for your inspiration by the Holy Spirit, Lord, to just develop us on schedule and be so that we can be everything you made us to be. We appreciate you. We love you. Your will be done. Your kingdom come this day. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Disciples, lovers of God. It's Psalm 112 and it's verses 3 to 4. We're going to read from the TPT.
Great blessing and wealth fills the house of the wise. For their integrity endures forever. Even if darkness overtakes them, sunrise brilliance will come bursting through, because they are gracious to others, so tender and true.
Hallelujah. I think this morning, you know, and just to make it personally, you know, when Jesus was looking at Jerusalem and he was weeping and he was saying, oh, I long to draw you and watch over you and cuddle you and protect you as a chicken would watch over us. It's his chicks, as a hen would watch over his chicks, but you weren't willing. And then we see the desolation that came upon them. But taking it personally, that it's he's talking to mankind. Everyone fell short of the glory because of Adam. But and Jesus was there too. He came in the splendor of as a baby, then as a young man, and then as a father, so he could understand and know what's it like to be that what we go through. And then he died so that we can all be brought back to the reality of the Father's love. So the greatest nightmare came about and is still in operation for those that don't know, don't believe, don't know the love of God. And so we need to see ourselves, you know, when it speaks here this morning, it says, great blessings and wealth fills the house of the wise. We need to perceive it as, you know, we were houses at one time, spook houses, you know. Devil houses that he looking to the world, we got caught up and we were seduced, and then we birthed and lived out the devil's desires, lying, stealing, killing and destroying. But praise God for the wonderful love of God in Jesus. You know, we think John 14, where it says so beautifully, I come to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And again, we've been deceived to not know the realities are here. You know, when he went up into heaven after bringing man's redemption, overcoming on the earth, under the earth, and then up in heaven, the devil was put out. That day came where we can be restored. We could, I mean, when he came, we, and he said, so you can be where I am. We were not where he was. He was in the spirit. He was in tune with God. He was walking the destiny and the plan that God had for him. He was living it out. But praise God, because he is now ruling and reigning, that's exactly the same now for us. And then in that chapter, he tells the disciples he's going to be going away for a little while. And how long was he away for the disciples? 3 days and three nights. And then he came to them, and then they received the Spirit. And then they received the commission to go make disciples and love as they've been loved, share as they've been taught. And he said, lo, I'll be with you till the end of the age. So the greatest love story has come to pass for each and every one of us. And we are all households. And now what happens, our houses have been made rich. I think of Colossians chapter 3. If then you've been raised by Christ into heavenly places, you know, that's a reality. One died for all. One lives for all, so that all may live for him. So that's a reality. Then he says, now set your mind on things above, because that is where your goodness is. That is where the answers are. That is what has been, where all the good things are made available. Why do you want to be caught up in the deception, in the fame lie, in the wealth lie, and you miss out the beautiful fame of being a child of the living God and the wealth of being a child of the living God? So he says, set your mind on things above, not on this earth, for your life is hid with Christ in God. There, that is telling you there, the day came. In John 14, it says that Jesus says, I'm in my Father and you are in me. In that day, you will know that I'm in my Father and you are in me. And here we see Paul is telling us our lives are hid with Christ in God. So the goodness is there. That day came 2,000 years ago, and it's there for us as a reality that the day of salvation can just get brighter and brighter until full day. The path of the righteous as the sun that rises, it gets brighter and brighter until full day. And that's the reality of Jesus' rule and reign in this age. This age has come until this end of this age, where the devil and his works will be taken out. So we've got to wake up. And then he says, set your mind, for your life is hid with Christ in God. And whenever, that's the word that's again been made, when one day people are still waiting. The beauty of the disciples is they met their Lord. And just as it says in John 14, it was not for everyone, but for those that loved him, loved his word. He was a present day reality. And they walked in the destiny and the plan laid out for them. And the reality is now the wealth and the goodness has come for us, so that we can, the days ordained for us in heaven can now come about, because we've been raised, we're in the kingdom, in the presence of the Father and Son. In them we live and move and have our being. And then even if darkness overtakes us, sunrise brilliance will come bursting through. We never be tested beyond what we can handle. And then it's an opportunity just to see God, and then God comes through. So we are together with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the angels, and our birthright written in heaven is a reality that we walk with and enjoy every day. And every day, so we can, as he is, so are we in this world. And we can hear and we can be everything he made us to be, because it's all been done. Amen. The graciousness and tender and mercies has happened, and now it is an experience. So our houses have been made rich. Amen. That evil spirit has been put out. It's the Holy Spirit living now. The image and likeness of God that was dormant, dead, separated from God, is now united to God. We are one spirit. And now the goodness of, as we look at this, look into the spirit, tap into the leadings of God, the goodness of God can come forth in our lives. And we can start, we walk in that path of righteousness, glory to glory, too busy with the good to do bad, and being a bright light, to just like Jesus was, came in, and to bring us back to our Father, back to the reality of who we are, and bring this world back. We have now been commissioned. The creation is waiting for the sons of God, those led by the Spirit, those caught up in the Spirit, those are too keeping themselves in God, in the love and in the plan. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you are a faithful God. Amen.
Amen.